Section 6.0, Lean Body Mass and Metabolic Rate. One of the most important yet often overlooked aspects of obtaining low body fat levels is your resting metabolic rate, RMR. Remember, the amount of calories you metabolize on a daily basis is a combination of those consumed to support your RMR, those consumed by your daily activities and exercise, and those consumed from your thermic effect of eating meals. Your RMR accounts for approximately 60 to 70% of the calories you expend on a daily basis, while your activities account for approximately 20 to 30%, and your thermic effect of food amounts for approximately 10%. Now you understand the reason I place so much importance in this manual on methods to keep your RMR as high as possible. While I don't think you need to obsess over exact amounts of calories you consume, you will need to get a pretty accurate idea of approximately how many calories you consume on a daily basis compared to how many you should consume in order to lose or gain weight. Below I've provided formulas for you to calculate your approximate daily caloric needs in order for you to have an idea of how many calories you need per day to maintain the same weight. You can then adjust appropriately in order to lose the weight. Here is the provided formula for you to calculate the approximate daily caloric needs. Multiply your calculated RMR below by 1.3 sedentary, 1.4 moderately active, or 1.5 very active. If you work out intensely 4 to 5 days per week, or are active in sports or outdoor activities, use 1.5 as the multiplying factor. So, RMR expressed in calories per day, height expressed in inches, weight expressed in pounds, and age expressed in years. For men, your RMR equals 66 plus 12.7 times your height, plus 6.27 times your weight, minus 6.8 times your age. For women, your RMR equals 655 plus 4.57 times your height, plus 4.36 times your weight, minus 4.7 times your age. To see both formulas for both men and women, and to see also an example, go to page 81 of your Truth About Abs manual. Also, this calculation can be done automatically for you with a metabolic rate calculator you should have already received when you subscribed to my Enzyme. If you missed it, you can find it as the second download here at truthaboutabs.com/freebonus. Generally, it is considered safe and more effective in the long term to lose only 1 to 2 pounds per week. If you lose the weight slower, you will generally be able to maintain more muscle. You need to create approximately a 3,500 calorie deficit to lose a pound. Hence, if the male in the example on page 81 would like to lose about 1 pound per week, he would reduce his daily caloric intake by 500 calories per day to around 2,472, or any other combination to create a 3,500 calorie deficit per week. As you saw in section 4.5, I recommend a slightly different approach to reach that calorie deficit, which actually involves a day of overfeeding. Yes, you can actually purposely overeat once a week and still get lean. Most people with excessive body fat falsely believe that they have been cursed with a slow metabolism and that it is the cause for their failed attempts at losing body fat. While it is true that everyone's RMR will vary depending on their genetics, this does not mean that those with seemingly slower metabolic rates are doomed to being overweight. In fact, there are many proven ways to boost your RMR, which in turn means that you'll be burning more calories 24/7, even while sleeping. I'll describe in detail how to increase your RMR in this and subsequent sections of the book. The amount of lean body mass, muscle in particular, that you possess directly and positively influences your RMR. The more lean muscle you have, the higher your RMR, and the more calories you burn on a daily basis. This is the reason that weight training will be so important to your efforts for getting lean. The more muscle you develop, the easier it will be for you to lose body fat. The more muscle you lose through excessive dieting or excess endurance cardiovascular exercise, the lower your RMR will go. Now, when I say that weight training and the amount of lean muscle you possess will be important, I don't mean that you have to be huge like a bodybuilder. In fact, most people have a hard time adding muscle to their frame and will not end up getting too big. Some people seem to have a false impression that if they even touch a dumbbell or a barbell, they are going to end up being freakishly huge. One of the reasons that many females sometimes have a hard time reaching their weight loss goals is that they are afraid to lift weights at all, or afraid to lift heavy weights, and consequently they are missing one of the most important tools for getting lean, The point is to make your muscle work for you, even while resting on a 24/7 basis, to get you leaner. The best way to achieve this is through proper resistance training. Also, it is very rare for females to respond to weight training by gaining excessive muscle mass. Women simply don't have the hormonal balance to build too much muscle mass. Most times, as long as the caloric intake is controlled, some of my heaviest lifting female clients are actually some of the leanest and sexiest. So the message to the ladies out there is this. Stop being afraid to lift weights. It will not bulk you up, as long as your calorie intake is at or below your maintenance level. On the other hand, if your goal is actually to put on a lot of muscle size, there are specific training methods that work better for muscle hypertrophy, mass gain, given your genetic limitations. One program you can check out if you're really interested purely in muscle size is my good friend and colleague Vince's website, http://buildinsanemuscle.com. However, there are also training methods that simply achieve a strong, toned, well-defined, lean, and functional physique, and these methods are what we are talking about throughout this entire manual. The relationship between your lean body mass and RMR is essentially the reason that I do not recommend fad diets in your attempt to lose body fat. Ultimately, any type of crash diet will lead to a significant loss of lean body mass in addition to any fat loss that you achieve while on your diet. So when you start to eat somewhat normal again, you have a lower RMR due to the loss of muscle, and you regain fat at an even faster rate now. This is also why I don't recommend extremely low carbohydrate diets. Generally, low carb diets are successful for initial weight loss due to controlled eating and reduced blood sugar and insulin levels, as well as water weight loss due to depleted muscle glycogen. Not a good thing. However, low carb diets also typically cause a loss of lean muscle and subsequently a decreased RMR, which leads to rapid weight gain once the dieter introduces normal eating back into their life.